Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
So walk by the Spirit. So let's dig into this. So if I ask y'all questions, if y'all can just respond back to me, I feel in a participatory, service today. All right, are y'all ready to go deep? Yeah. All right. Somebody like, I don't know, it depends on where we're going, how deep we're going. All right, so Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Let's read this. It's in the Amplified, so it has a little bit more context to it. So let's take a look at this. So this is Paul speaking. He says, but I say, so if we can receive this as if God is speaking to us directly. But I say, walk habitually in the Holy Spirit. Seek him and be responsive to his guidance. And then you will certainly not carry out the desires of the sinful nature, which responds impulsively without regard for God and his precepts. Wow, man, that's what I could say. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Y'all have a great week, and that's it. Because I believe that verse is so clear. So let's kind of flip it. So that I will not certainly not carry out the works of the desires of my flesh, I'm going to just put it that way, I need to walk in or by or with the Holy Spirit. When, as a believer of Christ, right? So if you've given your life to Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit now dwells within you. So if I am not paying attention to the direction of God through his Spirit, then I'm going to live my life according to my sinful nature. Y'all with me? So the way that I not live my life just based on one verse says the dictates or my flesh telling me what to do, the way that I stop doing that is by walking with the Holy Spirit. So you're going to see me kind of moving back and forth side to side. So this side is the I'm not talking about the people on this side, I'm talking about the position. This side for demonstration is the side of the Spirit being led by God. This side over here is just, this is my sinful nature. And guess what? Each and every one of us, even though we receive God, receive Christ as the Lord and Savior, we still got both going on. So I'm a born-again believer of Jesus Christ, but I still got this, and we talked about it last week, this flesh that sometimes just don't want to do the right thing. And you know, sometimes it's like, I'm not like sinning, but are you doing what God wants you to do? So if we're being disobedient to what God is leading us, then we're allowing this part of us to lead and dictate our life. Amen? So even if we have yielded our life to God, we are Christians, you know, gave my life to Christ when I was, you know, 5 years old. There is still a part of me that just don't want to do right. But then there's a part of me where God is, I can sense that God is leading me to do something, but there's a part of me that just don't want to do it. And it can be as simple as, I don't want to go to church. And this part, the Spirit part, is because the Holy Spirit is saying, you need to go to church. And there's a part of me over here that's saying, but I don't want to. So we would say, is that sin? Like, is that like committing adultery? Is that like killing somebody? And what we do sometimes is we categorize these different areas of disobedience to God and say, well, and I'm just using this example of not going to church. I'm not going to go to church, but at least I ain't out there partying and stuff. But if God, by his Holy Spirit, right? Seek him, be responsive to the Holy Spirit. If God by his Holy Spirit is prompting me to do something and I don't do it, and I know I'm supposed to be doing it, but I decide to not do it, what is that called? It's disobedience. And there's a reason why God is saying, do this. possibly so it don't lead into an area of me just doing whatever it is I want to do. Is that clear so far? So let's look at these verses of scripture. Just walk through it in a few different quotes that we have up here. We need to make it our habit to seek God and to look to him for guidance in our life. That scripture, go back for a moment, where it talks about habitually. I love that. But I say, walk habitually. Let us make it our habit to walk with God. I mean, on purpose, like for real, each and every day. Do not go, hear me when I'm saying this. Please do not go throughout a day without on purpose trying to connect with God. Because you know what will happen. You will become more dull to your senses the less you try to connect with God. You are either going to feed your spirit or feed your flesh. And every time I seek God, here it is an example. God, I just thank you so much for today. I don't have too much that I want to say, but God, I just thank you. You are tapping in on purpose, habitually, to God's Holy Spirit, to God. But if over here I'm just like, man, you know, I'm just tired. I'm just going to binge watch some movies. Over. And personal moment, I have to watch that for myself. I love Chicago PD, Chicago Fire, Chicago Med. I like FBI International, FBI Most Wanted, the regular FBI, and I like Fire Country. And I love the Philadelphia Eagles, right? So listen, I'll just be transparent. So right now, Chicago's Fire, Med, all of them, they're not showing, right? And FBI, they have a nerve not to be showing no new episodes as well, right? They ain't in check with me. So the season has ended. So for me, I'm like, you can ask Tremaine and our kids as well. I'm like, Dad, what am I do now, right? Because that's how I unplug. So, but guess what's coming? So Fire Country crosses, right? So then I pick up Fire Country, right? I'm just being transparent with y'all. And then it's football season. It's going on. And if not careful, I can go from season to season to season to season to season, binge watching and not spending the time with God that I need to. So for me personally, I literally, just kind of being dramatic here, got to grab myself and say, you need to stop. Because if not careful, I'll be sitting there. And you know what I will say to myself? I deserve this. Come on, anybody ever say that, right? I deserve this time of watching 6 episodes. Or when I go back to work, I need to know what's going on with every NFL team, so I'm going to just watch the NFL highlights on YouTube so I know what I'm talking about. But if not careful, I left church feeling like, man, I feel like I'm connecting to God. And then because I binge watch, you know, I'm not even saying it's a sin, but I'm just saying, then all of a sudden what I was feeling when I was coming to church, it begins to come down. Because what I'm doing is just turning down my spiritual, listen to this, my spiritual senses, and I'm turning up my flesh senses, my carnal nature. And I'm not saying that this is, our nature is terrible, but what I'm saying, this can't be louder than this. If this is louder than this, then this is how my life is going to be dictated. Amen? This will cause us to end up in spaces and places we ain't supposed to be. But over here, it'd be like, no, stop. And over here, it'd be like, ain't nothing wrong with that. Don't raise your hand. Have you ever said, I'm going to do this and then repent later? Don't raise your hand. Let's keep moving. So let's take a moment, personal moment right now, before we look at the next scriptures, to locate ourselves. Where are we currently, personally in our lives, in regards to seeking God and looking to him for guidance? Just think about that for a moment personally. Do we need to improve upon that? What practices have I put in place outside of coming to church on Sunday that helps me to seek God and look to him for guidance? And you know, I say this a lot. Y'all know what I'm probably about to say. Are we reading our Bible? And, you know, look, I'm not talking about this whole perfection thing. Are we reading our Bible? Have we opened our Bible since the last time you're going to see these scriptures up here? Have you seen some scriptures during the week? And even if it's a podcast that you're listening to, even if you're driving down the road and something, you know, the Bible thing that reads to you, even if you're reading a devotion and it has some scriptures in it, like, please, I am saying this, please hear me when I'm saying this. We have to get the seed of the Word of God in our heart more than just on Sunday. We have to. Now think about the different songs and even our praise and worship songs. It's like the songs got to include the Word somewhere in it. But even then, I'm getting the Word in my heart. So what practices do we have in place that helps us to seek God for our life? Think about that. Is it prayer? Is it reading of the Word? Is it devotion? What practices do we have? And if we don't, we need to have, we have to. You cannot make it as a kingdom of God citizen in this earth where the kingdom of darkness that's ruled by the enemy is trying to move throughout it. You cannot make it effectively without those practices in place. Amen? You have to. Some of us know other things more than we know the Word of God. I know we joke about this sometimes. They're like, tell me the stats of, you know, this thing. We know that. But I'm just talking about, think about how much we know about the instructions or the publications on our job. If you're in that type of job where it breaks it down, whatever it is, we know that. We know it because we've been trained in it. Do we treat the Word of God as that? So if something happens on our job and it's an emergency, some of us know the different SOIs or whatever it is of what we need to do in those moments. Do we know the Word of God like that? And this is not where I'm saying, hey, tell me where the scripture that says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Where's that at? Where's that at? And you're like, oh, hey, you got your phone for that. But what I am saying, what does the Word of God say about things such as drinking? Or what does the Word of God say about things such as cussing? Or what does the Word of God say about things? And you hear me testing the kids, like, how do we get saved? Like, do we know that? And it's important because if we don't know it, then the enemy can come and lie to us and we won't have truth to raise up towards it. Amen. Some of us are malnutrition. I don't know if I'm saying this correctly. Some of us don't have enough nutrition in our system from the Word of God. Y'all following what I'm saying? Like, we've got a lot of other stuff. It's like eating a bunch of candy and junk food. But for our health, the Word of God is there to help us. So get in the Word. I think I say that every Sunday, don't I? Get in the Word. You can listen to a podcast. You can listen to a sermon. You can listen to a devotional. But whatever you do during the week, you got to get the Word of God in your heart. You have to. Because the amount of images and signs and words and doctrine and all of this stuff that's constantly coming, you have got to know, but the Word of God says this. You have to. Amen? So that's one of those moments where it's where I hope that during the week you hear me saying, you have to. And you're like, ooh, you know, it's that reminder. This week, someone's in here, you're going to have a moment during the week where you're going to be twiddling your thumbs, wondering, is something else I should be doing? And I pray that the Holy Spirit comes and remind you and say, read the Word of God. I'm guarantee you, a few of y'all in here, this week, you're going to have a moment of just sitting back like, man, I should be doing something else. And listen to God saying, read the Word. You can never go wrong reading the Bible. Never. And so if you're ever in a moment of what else should I be doing, pick up the Bible or scroll onto it on your app or whatever it is. Amen. Find a good app for the Bible that's on there. All right, so let's keep going. Now, Romans 8:1 says this. Therefore, there is now, somebody, if y'all can say now, there is now, therefore now, no condemnation, no guilty verdict, no punishment for those who are in Christ Jesus, who believe in him as personal Lord and Savior. The reason why I want to put this scripture up first is because when we're talking about, man, am I being led by my flesh, my sinful nature, or am I being led by my spirit, which is connected to God? Sometimes we can feel like, dang, I feel like I done messed up. Then guess what? If we messed up, ask God to forgive you and move on. And then remember this scripture. Therefore, there is now. Like, when is now? Now! But what if you read the scripture tomorrow? Is it past or is it present? Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? And this is the reason why God's word is eternal, because it can work regardless of where you are in your life. So if you read the scripture, so let's just say that I messed up tonight and I did something I know that is wrong. I can read that scripture and stand on it and say, you know what, Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. I repent. Help me. But I'm not going to stay in this low place. I'm not going to allow the enemy or my own flesh beat me up. And the reason why I'm not is because Romans 8:1 says to me, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So if I am a believer in Jesus Christ, you can hold on to the scripture that even if I am living, I've lived, I've messed up, I fell down, and I can't get back up. Right? Y'all remember that commercial? Then I can get up. God, forgive me, please, Lord. I repent. I'm turning away from that behavior that's not like you. Help me to go in the right direction. And God is able to forgive me. But I've got to hold on to this scripture because a few days or even hours down the line, you might start feeling guilty. But the scripture is saying this. For there is now for no condemnation, no guilty verdict. Man, this is so important. That means almost like in a courtroom, the enemy cannot come up and say they guilty because they messed up. They have no right to go to heaven because they messed up. But because of the blood of Jesus Christ and because I've given my life to Jesus Christ, Jesus can stand up. I'm just going to go there with me with this imagery. Jesus can stand up and say, hey, yes, they can still go to heaven. You know why? Because I paid it all for them. Jesus is saying this. I took the judgment and the chastisement that was necessary, the punishment that's necessary for their peace. Jesus said, I took it upon them myself. And therefore, that is the reason why there is no guilty verdict. There's no punishment because in Christ Jesus, I am right with God. And it is from that right place that I live my life, not from a condemned place. So this is for whoever in here, if your head is hanging low because you're like, oh, man, I done messed up and I just keep messing up and I just keep messing up. And I just keep messing up. Sometimes the fuel for that type of behavior is because we feel like we just guilty and dirty and God don't love us. But the best way to rectify that is to say, you know what? I messed up. And I have a tendency to mess up in this area quite often. But today, God, I am asking you to forgive me of this behavior, and I'm receiving your forgiveness. And now I'm going to walk in the fact that there's no condemnation because I am in Christ Jesus. And it is from that foundation that I'm going to live my life forward. And every time something tries to come and condemn you and say you're wrong and you're, you know, God doesn't love you and people don't like you. And you say, no, 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 no. It's not what the word says. There is no condemnation. God is not the one beating me up. So why should I? So if you're here and you're beating yourself up, I'm just say this straightforward. Stop. Because it's not God that's doing it. Jesus died on the cross and took the beating, the judgment, so that we wouldn't have to be beat down like that. Amen? So I wanted to stick that in there so that if anybody walks out of here and you're thinking, man, I'm messed up. And look, there is a part of us that just don't want to do what's right. But because I have a relationship with Jesus Christ, I am right in his eyes. So there's a part of me that don't want to do right. But because I have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, I am right in God's eyes. And there's nothing no one can do about that. Man. But here, so Paul says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abide? God forbid. So I don't keep messing up because I know that God's got me. No, I want to please God so much because he's got me. I want to live a right life the best I know how because I'm already in right standing with him. Not trying to live right to get him to love me. He loves me. I'm right in his eyes, and now I'm trying to live my life right. Amen? Praise God. So let's keep moving through these scriptures here. So how many of us are experiencing, you don't have to raise your hand, a battle internally or within us? I want to walk through some scriptures where Paul is describing this battle. And let's just see if you can relate to the way that Paul feels. Let's look at Romans 7:15. Listen to this. See if we can relate. Paul says, for I do not understand my own actions. Anybody can relate? I am baffled and bewildered by them. It's like, why do I do what I do? He says, I do not practice what I want to do, but I'm doing the very thing that I hate. He says, I'm yielding to my human nature, my worldliness, my sinful capacity. So can anybody relate to that? Like, sometimes you're just like, why I keep doing that? Like, why I keep thinking that? Why I keep acting like that? Like, why? You know, and have you ever prayed like, God, just take it out of me. Anybody, you know, or have you ever said, man, if I can just get rid of this one thing, okay, maybe if I can get rid of these three things, you know, boy, I'd be floating and everything. But for some reason, it feels as if whatever that is, attitude, whatever it is, that it seemed like it won't leave. Well, Paul, who wrote most of the books in the New Testament, is literally saying to us, I had that same issue. What, Paul? Let me tell you something about Paul. Paul said that he had this out-of-the-body experience. Or he said, I don't know if I was in the body or out of body. But he received this revelation from Jesus Christ himself. I mean, some of us are like, Lord, just I wish that I can see you. Paul received this grand revelation, and his life was transformed, and now he's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. But Paul is being transparent to us and saying, there are times that I do the stuff that I don't want to do. And I don't know what it was, but whatever it was, Paul is so transparent to let us know that he has that issue. And so all of us may run into situations like that. Verse 17, skip verse 16 for a moment. So he goes on, he says, so now, if that is the case then, he says, it's no longer I who do it, the disobedient thing which I despise, but the sin nature which is in me. Keep going to the next verse, verse 18. So then, I want to jump, I'll come back to those portions there. He says, for I know that nothing good lives in me, right? I love how he continues. He says, let me define in me. That is in my flesh. Let's stop right there for a moment. So Paul is letting us know, and here's the deep part. Paul is letting us know that within us, there's two natures, our spirit and then our flesh. Our spirit, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, is the part that was made in the image and likeness of God, right? We talked about that last week. Our flesh is our physical body, our mind, the way we think, our desires, the way we feel. And Paul is saying that within me, I know what I should be doing, but there's a part of me that just don't want to do it. And it's not that I'm ignorant of what I should be doing. I know exactly how I should be living my life. But this flesh is so strong. I don't know if anybody in here ever felt your flesh being so strong and so persuasive that when I want to do right, this part causes me not to do what's right. Whew. Man, anybody ever experienced that struggle? So he says, for I know that nothing good dwells within the flesh, my human nature, my worldliness, my sinful capacity. For the willingness to do good is present in me, but the doing of it is not. He's like, I know what I'm supposed to be doing, but this part don't want to do it. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this scripture up is because there's times when we will feel like, and I jokingly share this with you guys several times, like, am I saved? Because if I was a Christian, wouldn't I stop wanting to do this? Come on, y'all. Because when I gave my life to Christ, certain things dropped off. I was like, whoa, I'm running for Jesus. And the song said, I ain't tired yet, right? I'm running for Jesus, running for Jesus, running for Jesus. And I'm telling everybody about my family. You need to get Jesus in your life. You need to get Jesus in your life. You need to get Jesus in your life. Telling my friends on the campus, you need to Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You need Jesus. And then all of a sudden, after all of that excitement went away, there was a part of me over here that almost stood up. If this was stable enough, I would stand up. Stood up and said, hey, remember me? And I'm over here saying, stop. Leave me alone. I'm a Christian now. And I don't want to go to hell. Because if I mess up, I think I'm going to go to hell. Or the people at the church going to tell that I messed up the next time I go to church. And my flesh over here is like, you know you want to do what we used to do. And my spirit is saying, no, I don't. And for new believers sometimes, that's the war. And we think that I should be perfect. The moment that I give my life to Jesus, I should just be like, just ready to go to heaven and float around with angels just like that. But our flesh did not get the memo that we have been transformed. And so what we got to do is say, hey, flesh, come on over here. Sit down, right? Or stand up. And this is the reason why praise and worship is important. Because, don't raise your hand. How many of you, when you probably came in here this morning, you were just like, oh, this is a good song, but I really should be singing it out loud. Like they're saying, sing a little louder. And it's like, I don't really feel like singing a little louder. Is that your spirit or your flesh? Or the part where you feel your spirit at times wanting to cry or wanting to say something, but your flesh say, it'll take all that. Or that feels weird. Or why are you crying? Or what was those goosebumps? Oh, man, if I put my hands up, I think somebody might think I'm going through something. All that stuff be going through our minds. And what I hope is that God gives us insight, because this church, and hopefully your home, your personal home, is one of the safest places for you to get your flesh to do what your spirit wants it to do. But if I come to church and I carry myself the same way that I usually carry myself, as if I'm not in church, my flesh is just like, well, that was a good experience. Now let's go back to doing what we really want to do. But if I yield myself unto God and I say, you know what, Lord, during praise and worship, I really do want to feel your presence. God, there are certain things that I just want to let go. God, I'm going to get prayer when I go to church today. God, I'm going to take some notes when I go to church today. You are literally telling your flesh what to do. You're saying, hey, I need for you to follow me, because you know what? I'm so sick and tired of following you. But we're talking to ourselves. And you may sound crazy, but sometimes you got to talk to yourself. And I say it this way, now that we got Bluetooth and all of that, you can be driving down a car, talking to yourself, and nobody would think you crazy. Because they're just going to think you on the phone. In fact, you can be walking down the street. If you feel crazy, put something in your ears and just be like, flesh, I need for you to get in order. I need for you to just stop doing these. And somebody will think that you're talking to somebody on the phone. Listen to me. What I'm saying is, whatever you need to do to get your flesh, if it's out of hand, in line and under God's direction, do it. We've got to do it. We've got to do it. Amen. And so I pray that we feel that. My hope is that we feel that wrestle, and we're calling it spiritual warfare, that we feel that wrestle, and you can say, ah, this is what he was talking about. Like, I really do want to do good, but there's something in me that don't want to do it. Ah, that's what he was talking about. You know what? I need to read my Bible. I need to pray. Or you know what? I need to phone a friend and say, hey, pray for me, or tell me something that I don't want to hear, because I'm about to do something that my flesh wants me to do and not my spirit. Amen? Let me just read just a few more verses of scripture. Verse 19 says this. Paul, still talking, transparent moment. It's a counseling session. He says, for the good that I want to do, I do not do. But I practice the very evil that I do not want. He says, but if I am doing the very thing that I do not want to do, he says, I am no longer the one doing it. He says, it's not me that acts, but the sin nature that lives in me. It's not like Paul is saying, well, it's not like it's this excuse, like, ain't my fault because it wasn't me. No, it is you. What he is saying, the true part of me is spirit. And he's saying, it's not my spirit that keeps wanting to do it. Somebody need to give your flesh a name. I don't know. I don't want to say a name because it might be somebody's name in here. But, you know, Willie Will or something like that, right? Name that I went by, you know, Willie Will or whatever it was. I'm like, Willie Will, just keep wanting to mess up. But William wants to do the right thing. So I need to tell this dude to sit down. We going to read the Bible. We have to bring our flesh to these moments we spend with God. For some of us, it is like I'm not saying I smoke, but it's like I smoke. And I'm about to go into a place where I don't want to offend someone, but I ain't trying to get rid of that cigarette. Y'all with me? So I don't smash it. I just put it over somewhere so that when I come back out, I can pick it up, light it, and go back to it. I know none of y'all done this. I'm talking about y'all friends that used to go places and they put that because they were like, when I get out of here, I want to continue smoking. And sometimes what we do is say, hey, flesh, I'm about to go to church. You stay here. And we go in and we real spiritual, right? And then we leave. And then we don't want nobody to know what we got going on. Bless the Lord. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank Jesus. Amen. And then we're like, come on. Are y'all? I've been there. So what I should do is say, I need all of me to go to church this Sunday. All of me. And we all going to sit down. And during the church service, my flesh going to get fidgety. And my spirit is going to be receiving it. And I'm going to get irritated. And all this kind of stuff. And that is the war. But if you can tell your flesh, almost like with our kids, give your flesh that look. Sit down. And sometimes we got to tell ourselves that, sit down. And sometimes we got to tell our flesh, like we used to have to tell our kids sometimes, wake up. Wake up. Because have you ever, as soon as you step in church or start reading your Bible, wanting to pray, you start. Now, your spirit is still receiving it, but we need your flesh to get it. You have to be fully aware of what's going on in order for this flesh to be transformed. Whew. Because if you leave your flesh somewhere else, it's going to be waiting for you like a nice outfit that's ready to be put right back on you. As if you didn't change your capacity or your weight at all. But the way you know that your spirit is beginning to rule over the flesh, you will go to put that flesh back on and it won't fit. And I think I shared this last week. The thing, you will go to pick that back up and it just won't flow the way that it used to. And listen, when that happens, that means that now your spirit is starting to lead. So don't suppress and then say, no, I got to make this work. I got to make this flesh work. No, it's dying. Your flesh is dying. And that is the reason why sometimes our flesh cries out. It don't want to die. It's like, I like binge watching. Just talking about me. I like. The other day, and I'm going to close on this. I had the opportunity to go to the Philadelphia Eagles preseason game. And y'all know they played Saturday, right? Or Thursday. So the person sends me a message. I got 2 tickets to go to the Eagles preseason game. And I was like, my flesh was like, yo. And I just, my spirit was like, but there's something going on. And I was like, And then it came to my understanding that we had 2 things for the church on Thursday. What do you think my flesh did? Man, so what if we, do they need me there? I'm the pastor of the church. Do they need me there? I think Victoria can get it. You know, do they need me at the board meeting, right? And somebody said yes. Somebody said yes. And then it was, man, like, what if, you know, they do the class, I'm not there because she got it, right? I'm going through all this within a few seconds. And then what if for the board meeting, because the game, I think, started around 7 something or something like that. So board meeting started at 7:30, and then maybe we can hurry up and walk through these topics, and then by the time I get in the game, the meeting over. Then I had to back up and was like, I'm sorry. I have 2 events with Purpose Church this evening. I can't go. Oh! Yeah, right? Right? Now, somebody may say Eagles game, but do you realize listen to this, that there are certain things that are important to us that may not be that important to you. And there may be something that somebody is struggling with that you're not struggling with, but we got to pay attention to what they're struggling with. Oh, you'll be okay. No, I won't. I won't. Don't let me fall. Don't let me do that. Now, if I made that decision to go to the Eagles game, would that have been sin? What y'all think? It just would. The team, everybody, where's Pastor Will? And then I wouldn't have, and then listen, I got to stop. But then listen, and then I wouldn't have been able to say how good of a time it was because I would have felt condemned that I made that decision. And you would not have seen pictures of me on Facebook with the Eagles and all that stuff because I would have felt bad that instead of doing the will of God, I was doing something that my carnal nature wanted me to do. Now take that, because Philadelphia Eagles, you might be like, psh, man, we're about no Eagles game. Take that. What is it in your life that sometimes you're really like, man, and you know you're supposed to go to this side? What is that? Because I skipped over the quote. Every one of us have within us the nature or the capacity to sin. It's always there. But we've got to make the decision and ask God to help me to do the work that I've called you to do. I shared a whole lot about my life today. But as an example that we in this together, but there is a war. And don't just push it off. I pray that God will help us this week. I'm going to do a word of prayer in a moment. I pray that God will help us this week to recognize what is it? Is it your direction or is it my flesh, my sinful nature that's trying to do something without you, God? Without you. That's the difference. So if I'm doing it with God, praise Jesus. But if you are feeling as if I need to set God aside so I can go do my thing and then come back, that's wrong. I know it's obvious, but it's wrong. It's wrong. And guess what? We cannot set God aside. Because he's always there.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in his love, and live out his purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.